Date 9. Answer me. John 5, 1 through 9. Opening prayer. Playing God by Allison Kane. When I'm playing God, expectations take center stage and overwhelm a thirsty heart. Heartbreak seems undeniable as the holes are filled with temporary fixes and crumbling putty. When I'm playing God, joy dashes quickly from within my reach and it's no longer attainable and long-lasting. Worldly vices and quick fixes glide easily off the shelf, but are only band-aids. The illusion of control brings an unrealistic comfort, and feelings of loneliness permeate the day. When I'm playing God, the best intended plans fall short and fail. But God, when I let you in, when I let you be, and I step aside, you ease my weary soul, put expectations in their place, and you share true peace that shimmers like fresh dew on the grass as the sun shines upon it. Heartbreak still seems unmendable, but the holes are filled with the golden light of your unending love that makes all things beautiful. God, you fill my heart with a sincere treasure that can't be taken away. Treasure of great love, adoration, assurance, and joy. No thief can steal what you gift us. May I never know a day without you, Father. Amen. Scripture reading. John 5, 1 through 9, ESV. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool, in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am going, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." And at once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and walked. John 5, 1 through 9, the message. Soon another feast came around, and Jesus was back in Jerusalem. Near the sheep gate in Jerusalem, there was a pool, in Hebrew called Bethesda, with five alcoves. Hundreds of sick people, blind, crippled, paralyzed, were in these alcoves. One man had been an invalid there for 38 years. When Jesus saw him stretched out by the pool and knew how long he had been there, he said, "Do you want to get well?" The sick man said, "Sir, when the water is stirred, I don't have anybody to put me in the pool. By the time I get there, somebody else is already in." Jesus said, "Get up. Take your bedroll, start walking." The man was healed on the spot. He picked up his bedroll and walked off. That day happened to be the Sabbath. The Jews stopped the healed man and said, "It's the Sabbath. You can't carry your bedroll around. It's against the rules." Closing prayer. Blessing in the Chaos by Jan Richardson. The cure for sorrow. To all that is chaotic in you, let there come silence. Let there be a calming of the clamoring, a stilling of the voices that have laid their claim on you, that have made their home in you, that go with you even to the holy places, but will not let you rest, will not let you hear your life with wholeness or feel the grace that fashioned you. Let what distracts you cease. Let what divides you cease. Let there come an end to what dismisses and demeans, and let depart all that that keeps you in its cage. Let there be an opening into the quiet that lies beneath the chaos, where you find the peace you did not think possible and see what shimmers within the storm. Amen.